edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As you know, we always tee it up with talk radio news. We have the Grand Dame with us of the place, Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? A ton.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it is getting nasty out there, even beginning with Romney, because the whole issue came out. There was a conference call today about the role of women. And whether Obama had created jobs for women and things like that. Well, fact-checked, various fact-check groups say that the Romney folks are not being direct or truthful, but we shall see. Probably they are not being. The White House claims that there were 97,000 jobs created per month as an average by Bush, 43, and Obama has created more. I can just tell they're gearing up for what's going to happen under the debate.
I love it. A tug of war over women. That's great. And working. And let's get that money up, too. What is it? What do women make to men, Ellen?
Well,
it like 75
cents? There was a new thing that happened sort of yesterday about how much states are actually doing. In D.C., I think, had the most per hour. It was close to 1-to-1. In one other western northwest state, it was quite low.
So yeah, we'll look up that
per dollar. So that was Montana or one of those. I don't remember.
Sure. We'll have to look up those numbers. That's interesting. The other thing is Santorum bows out. Ron Paul asks his supporters to donate money or he can't go on. Newt Gingrich can't pay to be in the primary, bounces a check. What was it to Utah? So
Mitt
Romney's the guy.
He owes a lot of money. Somebody said, I saw one statistic was $4 million.
I saw that too, yeah.
It just seems unbelievable.
Yeah, why stay in now? Yeah, I don't get it.
Exactly.
I don't get it. All right, speaking of staying in or staying out, what's going on with Syria? I heard that the Ambassador Rice is pretty hot about what Syria is doing and what they're not doing. She says what their whole ceasefire lacks credibility.
Well, that's right. I mean, basically, she's saying that, they now say they don't want anybody involved. Syria is saying, you know, well, if there's any problem at all from the opposition, we reserve the right to basically go in and blow them away. It's just staggering.
Yeah, that is staggering if you think about it, no question. And how about Apple? Eric Holder saying, yeah, we're going after Apple price fixing. It's a big showdown.
Well, yes, it wasn't, you know, that I'm also a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And as a publisher, I will tell you that I'm very worried about the fact that there's going to be all this competition in e-books. Mm-hmm. Because, frankly, a small publisher like me, you live on what e-books basically, $9.99 for that, for a book, it really helps us out. Well, they don't price fix, apparently, like the airlines price fix. The airlines have all these sophisticated programs, and if X Airlines goes up $3, Y Airlines goes up $3. So, you know, there's not that much difference in pricing. It's not really competitive. But what they don't do, what the airlines don't do, they're smart enough not to, is they don't all meet in a house somewhere and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And apparently that is what happened here.
That's right. They conspired with book publishers. That's not good. So it's better for you, Ellen. That's what you don't want, price fixing.
Well,
break
we
it
don't.
Up.
But on the other hand, if there's such a competition that it's so low, but it probably won't be. It'll be like the airlines.
Yeah, there you go. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks for joining us, as always, on America Tonight. All right, besides what happened in Washington, all the buzz over several of the things that Ellen and I just went back and forth on, including the big thing with Apple, and she's right, that's a huge story and could affect publishers in the future, you know, when they got together in the living room and decided we're going to end up dividing the world publishing, because that's how Mark Zuckerberg rolls now. Can you imagine when Facebook in a couple of months IPOs, how much money is he going to make? But it's not even about the money anymore. It's about what they're acquiring and what they can do. So we'll see how that changes publishing. Besides all of that and Syria and the lack of action in Washington, which is the constant theme here on America Tonight, there was shockingly, I think, action on what happened in Florida in the Trayvon Martin case and George Zimmerman. Will he or won't he be charged? That question was answered by the special prosecutor, Angela Corey, earlier in the day.
Today we filed an information charging George Zimmerman with murder in the second degree. A capias has been issued for his arrest. With the filing of that information and the issuance of a capias, he will have a right to appear in front of a magistrate in Seminole County within 24 hours of his arrest, and thus formal prosecution will begin.
All right, so second-degree murder, here's the scoop on that. As all of you know, this is a smart audience. It means you could get a maximum, or he could get a maximum sentence of life in prison, but we're a far cry away from the sentencing phase if, in fact, he is found guilty, because first you have to go through the rigmarole of what it takes to put a trial on. And if this, in fact, goes all the way to trial, he's got a new lawyer, and the lawyer is just kind of feeling out the landscape. His name's Mark O'Meara, and he says he expects to file a motion seeking bond to get Zimmerman out. He's being held in a Florida jail, somewhere, although Corey was very coy, if you will, on that. She was badgered about where he was and where was he arrested and all that kind of stuff, and she wouldn't say anything because she said for his safety and for everybody else's safety, she didn't want to release that information. Just to rehash, in case you've been living under a rock and you have no clue what I'm talking about, this is what happened. February 26th, Sanford, Florida, stones throw away from the city of Orlando. A kid, Trayvon Martin, 17 years old, black kid, goes out of the gated community, walks to a neighborhood store to get some Skittles and a tea for his younger brother, really. And ultimately, George Zimmerman, who's now been charged, called 911 to complain that there was a suspicious person in the neighborhood. So he chased down Martin, even though the 911 dispatcher said, "Ooh, you back off of that, we'll handle it." He went after him. What happened there is very foggy. There's facts palooza all over the place that are bogus, some of them. There's lots of rumors and all kinds of other stuff as to, you know, what happened in an altercation, etc. Bottom line is Trayvon Martin was killed. He was shot. He was unarmed. And there is a stand your ground law in Florida that now is being challenged all over the place. Zimmerman was released without charges after he claimed self-defense. The case then went to Corey, who you just heard, for a review. And thousands of people descended on Sanford protesting, calling for Zimmerman's arrest. She said, by the way, that had nothing to do with it, that it's all about justice for the victim. And if they found there was enough, this is what she was going to do. So she threw the book at him. Fair or foul, you can throw in your 2 cents. We got a new number, so don't panic. I'm going to say it a bunch. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Well, we know just about everybody has an opinion on what's happened in the Trayvon Martin saga since the end of February, and when it really blew up in March, because it took maybe a week or so for all of this to catch fire, and we know that there's been some lame things that have happened, like shame on NBC because they edited together the 911 call and made Zimmerman flat out sound a little racist just by inserting something that was asked of him and putting butting the two things together when he was asked by the 911 operator, well, were they black, Hispanic, Caucasian? And then putting that together made it sound like he was describing it. Oh, there's a black guy, he's roaming around, and that's not what he said. He did say someone was suspicious and went on from there, and then made the big blunder, and I don't think anyone is going to disagree about this. I don't care who you are listening to me and how you feel about this and what you think of his background and what you think could have happened and was it self-defense and all the other rigmarole contained in this story. Zimmerman screwed up by following him in the first place. If he made the call because he thought it looked weird, okay. He was a guy that was pretty aggressively pursuing around the neighborhood, watching out to see what was going on. So if that was the case, fine, but he didn't back off. But those are the facts that you can't dispute. I mean, that definitely happened. They got that on tape. That's how it all how that involved the police, the whole thing. But all the other details are cascading in a lot of different directions. And I think people are furious with what we'll call the mainstream media, or really television media, I guess. It could be radio as well. But in the talk business, listen, this is opinion-based. So we're paid for our opinions. That's a whole different thing. Op-ed pieces, all that kind of stuff. You want opinion, baby, or you don't want talk radio. Now, when you're talking about news, which you're supposed to be getting here's the facts, bump, a bump, a bump, who, what, where, when, and why. NBC screwed up when they edited the piece together the way they did. So absolutely shame on them, and I think we all agree about that. But everybody, like I said, has an opinion on this case, so much so that here we have all these things going on in Washington. I mean, we can't find our way out of the deficit because all we do is spend, 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 and then argue about what money's being spent where. And then we talk about things like the Buffett rule, or at least the president is pushing that, and then the Senate's going to vote on it, whether or not we're going to go after the rich or the 1% or whatever you want to call them. And then look at all these other bills that are lining up like 747s that are never going to take off. Let's be honest about it. And in the middle of all of that, half of the people in Washington are commenting on the Trayvon Martin case. So from the White House, the president is not going to be commenting on what happened, on the charges that have been filed against the teenager's killer, George Zimmerman. They released a statement to say, we're not going to do that. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, who was bombarded with questions about it, said, I don't expect you're going to be hearing from him about this investigation no matter what. He and I and others are going to refrain from commenting on it. Because remember, the president did kind of wade into the middle of this debate in March when he made the one comment where he said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. And then that was it. That's it. That's all he said. And now they're making sure everybody knows we are not going to make a comment. But that doesn't stop other celebrities and other politicians from jumping on this, including Mike Tyson. Like, we care what Mike Tyson thinks, but Mike Tyson is quoted all over the place as saying, let's just incite something here. The former heavyweight boxer who's had his own struggles, including serving time for rape, he says, listen, I can't believe that somebody hasn't taken out George Zimmerman for what happened with Trayvon Martin. Now, of course, there were lots of people that believe that, and I think that there's a lot happening in Sanford that's very, very scary. In fact, my brother is an attorney in Orlando and has gone to that courthouse many, many times, including just recently. And he's going to join us on the show and tell us now what the discussion is in legal circles and what people are saying with Mark O'Meara and some others, what they're saying about him representing him and what's actually happened in Sanford. It's so bad because of after the Casey Anthony trial and now on to this thing, that there are restaurants. There's one restaurant in particular you told me about where a lot of people go and they rely on the legal community for their survival, the waiters, the waitresses, all that kind of stuff. And it's like a ghost town because people don't want to go there. They're so afraid because of all the marches and everything else. So that's coming up on our next show. As I said, Mike Tyson, he jumps into the fray and says that he's surprised that Zimmerman is still walking. 855-266-KATE. It's a new number, I know. We're all getting used to it. I'm excited. 855-266-5283. What about Tracy Martin, the father? I just happened to catch him in his first interview. He was on Rock Center with Brian Williams. And actually, along with Trayvon Martin's mother. And they were pretty calm in what they said, but I wanted you to hear a little bit of Tracy Martin from earlier in the day, and this was his reaction to what happened now that there's actually a charge on Zimmerman. Take a listen.
This is just the beginning. We got a long way to go, and we have faith. We will continue to hold hands on this journey, white, black, Hispanic, Latino. We will continue to walk. We will march and march and march until the right thing is done.
All right, so march and march until the right thing is done, and now it definitely is in the legal system's hands. Not that it wasn't before, but now it certainly is as this all starts to come out as to what ultimately is going to happen, where we go from here at this point, now that he's been charged, which I will say again, I'm pretty surprised on this because I'm wondering the evidence and what made the special prosecutor, Angela Corey, say, okay, listen, we got enough here. Because remember, in legal circles, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at, and she said this, what about the victim? And I definitely applaud her for that because too often the victim is ignored, I think, and we skip over the victim and it's all about everything else except for the victim. And right away, it's those undisputable facts that we've already talked about that we can't go backwards on. So now George Zimmerman's been charged with murder in the second degree. His attorney is looking at this and saying, you know, I don't know much more than you do. I'm representing him. He's concerned, and this is the one thing he did say. He's concerned about getting a fair trial and a fair presentation. So here's the question. Would you, if you were Mark O'Meara, would you go for a change of venue? Would you try to move this out of that area, out of that court jurisdiction? Go for a change of venue? I have to say, I think I might do that. But then where do you go where you can get a jury that's going to say they're impartial and haven't really heard much about this story? Think of the famous cases that have just blown up, that have been blown up by the media, and the interest in the court of public opinion was heavy. Well, O.J. Simpson would be one if we rolled back time. Certainly more recently, Casey Anthony, huge, huge story. And there, everybody, I think, had an opinion. And I don't believe it's true, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but when you go into picking a jury, when you're the prosecutor or you're the defense, and you go into this, and let's say you're the guy, you're O'Meara, and you're representing Zimmerman, and you're just, boy, you're getting a jury consultant, and you are looking for the best chance that you have. First of all, what are the chances that somebody hasn't heard of what's going on? And then what are the chances they have absolutely no opinion? Really, what are the chances of that? I guess, can he get a fair trial? Can he get a fair trial with everything that's out there? Once again, 855-266-KATE. See you on the flip side.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So naturally, we're talking about the biggest and busiest area in the country when it comes to protests right now, and that would be Sanford, Florida. And this is still over all of the rippling effects because of the death of Trayvon Martin. And now there is actually a second-degree murder charge over the head of George Zimmerman, who says he shot Martin in self-defense. So the self-proclaimed Florida Neighborhood Watch volunteer will probably get that day in court, but the question is, all feelings, all sentiments aside, can he get a fair trial? Does this guy get a fair trial? When you've been tried in the court of public opinion, how tough is it to have a day in court where you have a fair shake? One of the greatest things about living in this country is the fact that we do have the legal system that we have. Thank goodness, no offense to all the people and all my friends listening in the UK, but there where they wear the fancy wigs and call themselves Tories, there you are guilty, Your Honor, until you prove yourself innocent. And boy, I'd hate to be in a pickle in England, versus in the United States, our system, which certainly there are massive holes, gaps, and problems in our legal system. In a case where things have exploded beyond the borders of the suburb of the state and has become just a hot bed of opinion all over the place in many different directions, whether it's over guns, whether it's over race, whether it comes back to just did he or didn't he, I think unless somebody is absolutely, and there are people like this, unless there's somebody who's out there with their head in books and other things and not paying attention to anything happening locally, because these would be jurors that would be chosen locally, then they might not know about George Zimmerman or Trayvon Martin, but I find it so hard to believe. A lot of retired people are very up on the news. And why? Many of you listening could tell me the reasons for that. My grandfather could tell you every story when he was alive, God rest his soul, about everything that was happening, because he was glued to Fox News, CNN, Wall Street Journal. He read everything and anything. And I doubt that he, well, I know that he would have known, and he lived in Florida, that he certainly would have known what was happening here. So can he get a fair trial? And then the other part of it is still the idea that you gotta feel for the victim, too, in this case. You do. Because he was 17 and he might have been suspended from school. He might have had XYZ. But he was still a 17-year-old kid. I mean, this is just naughty business. It's just a nightmare. It is. It's a nightmare. I guarantee you. Guarantee. And he's not going to say that because he really shouldn't be saying anything like that, but I guess he could say he feels for the parents. But I guarantee Zimmerman, if he could, would take this back. I guarantee he would not follow Martin if he knew what the outcome was going to be. So let me give out the new line again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Mark O'Mara, not O'Meara like the golfer, Mark O'Mara is the attorney who just decided, who just jumped in to the George Zimmerman defense a couple of hours ago. And here's what he had to say about his client.
I think he's troubled by the fact that the state decided to charge him. But I've talked to him about the process. The prosecutor knows the evidence much better than I do right now. She's professional. She's doing a job as a prosecutor. She's made a decision, and now we'll see what the next step brings. It's going to be a part or a facet of this defense, I'm sure. That statute has some troublesome portions to it, and we are now, I think, going to have discussions and conversations about that.
All right, discussions and conversations. He's careful about what he was saying, and he should be, because he's just diving into the whole thing. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Kate. It's a senior moment when you have to remember a new phone number.
Well, it's always a senior moment for me, and I'm not even a senior yet.
Well, I wanted to comment about, this case of this young man being shot in Florida. You know, what we know is that this young man was shot and killed by George Zimmerman, LeVon Martin. You know, that's all we really know about this case. We don't know much more. We don't know what the facts are. And we get the kind of comments coming out of, frankly, the black community is scary. And maybe that's their point. We've now given President Obama another reason to separate us, to part us, that we have different goals. When you come out and you have some legislature that says, this guy hunted him down like a dog, and says it with a pink cowboy hat on, of all things, How can we take take reconciliation seriously at all with this. Is that it?
I agree with you. Here, I said this earlier. I said Washington has enough problems commenting, especially that way, and then the hoodie thing. That really, come on, they're just inciting something and trying to do some race baiting, and that's wrong. Especially when you're in the position of being a congressperson or a senator. I mean, come on. They can't even, I said this before, dig their way out of a deficit. Focus on that. Fine if you wanted to say, let justice be served or some other thing, but it should be very, very even-tempered and not trying to stir something up, I don't think, when you're in that position. So, yes, I would say I would chastise that member of Congress big time, and they were, and should have been. That was ridiculous.
Well, Bobby Rush in Congress wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
What a joke. I mean,
I agree.
The guy's a joke anyway.
Yeah.
But then to do something like that, you know, we've got more pressing problems. We have,
yes.
An attorney general. I'm always in this guy's case. But won't prosecute certain cases. Won't let states determine some of their own voter values. You know, that thing with the ID voting, Kate. There's about 15, 16 states or so that have a photo ID voter rule, already have it. And he decides
you're right.
He's going to do it in Florida and a couple other states. Well, it's because he knows what's at stake, that they're going to lose those states probably unless we can falsify some voters. It's all about getting undocumented people to vote in those states. That's what it's about for him. And then we wonder why we can't trust each other. That we don't want to talk race because we're cowards. What a joke this guy is. And what an issue we have to deal with now.
I agree with you.
On George Zimmerman's head.
I agree with you.
What the hell is going on here?
I agree with you. That unfortunately, what's happened is it's just the pendulum has swung all the way back. And, I mean, come on, haven't we made any steps in the right direction? Dale, some great points. Why are we being foisted down this road again? And the reason why is because it serves the cause of certain people. It does. And unfortunately, it doesn't serve the cause of justice because if you know how I feel about this, because I think Zimmerman was definitely in the wrong, no question, and then look what happened, how it unfolded. But all the details, of course, I don't know them, and I just feel that if he hadn't, and like many of you do, if he hadn't pursued him, then we wouldn't even be in this position in the first place. But it's too late to go back. So moving forward, it's ridiculous, the lynching of him, when someone's calling for a bounty, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. I think he was overzealous. If I wanted to label him, he sounded pretty much like everything that I had seen from my brother, who was an attorney in that area, that he was a guy who wanted to be a cop, didn't get to be a cop, but so what? The bottom line here is, if we're going to have the race discussion, like Dale said, then why don't we have the race discussion? Why are we building up all this anger and hatred and trying to divide everybody up? Why is that happening? And the reason why is because this is an easy way to make him a symbol and to use this to further advance something that shouldn't be happening in this country. I mean, come on. This is the United States of America. Are we really in 2012? Is this really 2012? In some ways, and I hate to say this because I love this country with every cell in my body, but in some ways, the Europeans are more advanced, and they think it's ridiculous what we're dealing with. They think the race issue, the back and forth with African Americans, whites, Hispanics, whatever, is just unbelievable to them. How we haven't been able to come to terms with our ethnic makeups and backgrounds and move on and realize this is America and we're Americans. Stay with us.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On the Trayvon Martin issue, George Zimmerman being charged, second-degree murder. Definitely dial these digits, 855-266-KATE or 855-266, if you need the number, 5283. Yes, we're all getting comfortable with the new number. A lot of people not comfortable with this issue, and why? Because, as I said, there's a lot of cracks and a lot of different things here, including the fact that race has become a big part of what's going on in Sanford, Florida. Coming up on our next show, I'll talk to my brother who's an attorney. He'll be one of our guests in that area, and he's got some interesting things to reveal on the show that he's heard in the legal community. I had a conversation with him today. He said, you know, this kind of a sidebar to what's now happened in the state of Florida. As many of you know, Tampa is hosting the Republican convention, and we know it's going to be Mitt Romney, right? So Mitt Romney comes to Tampa, a lot of Republicans, it's huge. It's what you're waiting for every 4 years, the Republicans and the Democrats, the big convention. And they're talking about making sure that nobody is within XYZ distances of the convention with a gun. Because now they're starting to think about this stand your ground law and guns. So the gun issue is going to start to emerge more in Florida politics because of what happened in this shooting. It's now spurred off into a discussion about, whoa, we've got this convention coming here in August. What are we going to do? We need to do something. We need to take some action ahead of time. But that would not go, that would go against the grain. That would go against the laws that are on the books in Florida. So something would have to change for that to happen. There would have to be votes. There would have to be discussion. There would have to be some bill proposed. So this is red hot in lots and lots of different ways, including just the fact now Zimmerman charged with second-degree murder. I said this in the previous show. I'm surprised because what I had heard was that they didn't have, it didn't look like there was enough evidence. Remember, he leaves the police station. They don't charge him with anything. What was said on the, in the interrogation and all of that, we certainly don't know. In fact, the police in Sanford back off of this almost immediately because they don't want to be, they don't want to be in the middle of a whole racist argument and the back and forth and the community and the temperaments and all the other things connected to it. And they realize because of the heavy calls for why wasn't he charged and what about the stand your ground law and the cries of self-defense. So there's more to it from the police angle than we know. And let me tell you, even if they've sprung a leak or two, it's been very little because not much is coming out of that, out of that police department. In fact, they even closed down one of the precincts temporarily while all of this was happening, just to show you how hot the fuse is. I mean, this is, the fuse has been lit and it's moving along its course. Now, also what's happened for Zimmerman, because he's got a website, and on the website he said that he was taking donations, realizing there was a possibility, I suppose, that he was going to be charged with something. And then also on this website, he was thanking friends and family for standing by him. And they're talking, especially locally, a lot of them are coming out to talk about his character and talk about what his goals were and all this other sort of stuff, and defending him, basically, giving a different point of view of somebody that people don't really know very much about, let's face it, because he's off and away somewhere else. And one of the friends came out and said he wasn't really trying to defend the shooting of Trayvon Martin at all, but he said that he was certain, and his name's Anthony Woodson, you've probably seen him around a bit, that he's not a racist, that his buddy is not a racist. So it definitely had nothing to do with that. And his friend is black, and he said that Zimmerman offered him a place to live in Florida when he really was having a rough time, and that they've known each other for years. But see, I think the race issue has bubbled up, but the idea, and his friend coming forward was smart, the idea that he's a racist, which was catapulted, I guess, immediately as part of the story because of the 911 call, the NBC special editing process, and then the discussions from that. So I think it's good that his friends are coming out and saying that, saying, listen, this is crazy, you're just barking up the wrong tree with this one. And yeah, he shouldn't have shot him, but it has nothing to do with that. Trust me, it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. So this will all spill out most likely into a courtroom now with these charges. We'll see where that goes from there. And I'm surprised that it's happened this quickly. I'm surprised that it's going forward in a way, because everything I heard was that there would be a lot of people that would be protesting, upset, and screaming for justice for a long time because it didn't look like this was going to move downfield at all. But it surely did, and this is going to be on the radar for quite some time. As I already said, the gun issue is front and center now in Florida, without a doubt, especially with the Republican convention going to be there in August. Think about it. We're in April now. And as this goes on, by the time if there's a trial, you know, when does the trial come about? It'll probably be right before all of that happens or pretty close to when it happens, maybe close to when it happens, because usually that takes a little bit of time by the time you go through the whole jury thing and everything else and you move forward with that. So it probably unfolds at the same time, which is part of the concern about somebody doing something at the convention. Yeah. A lot of you have written to me about the polls and what the polls say when it comes to the president and the Republican contenders, the matchups, what it would look like. So I poured through the polls. When I get 7 emails on one subject, and you know I'm a poll princess because I think you can get some information from that, no matter how it's skewed. In the last poll that I saw, and I looked at a Fox poll that just came out on Wednesday, and in that poll, it showed that the president is topping all of the Republican contenders in the general election matchups, just keeping everybody in there for now, because we know it's Romney. But keeping all the rest of the gang in there, Romney would be the closest. And Obama's approval ratings are now at 50%, and a lot of it has to do with the economy. You still have a poll that shows that, less than just under 50% disapprove of the way the president's handling the economy. And then on the one-on-one against Romney, he's at least 5-6 percentage points behind the president. So that's a pretty significant number. But see, now it's game on, so it's a little bit different. And I think the poll's a little skewed, because I remember reading something less than a month ago, and this was a Fox poll too, where if the election were held on March 14th, I think it was, 46% of the voters would support Obama, 42 Romney. So if you look at that, that's in that what they call the sampling error, which means it's close enough, too close to call, let's put it, in a general election matchup. It would be too close to call between the commander-in-chief and the challenger, which is surely to be Mitt Romney, unless something happens. Unless there's some unforeseen thing, don't think you're going to see a brokered convention. Could Ron Paul play spoiler? He's asking his supporters to support him and donate more money, or he's going to have to wrap up his campaign. He's doing a little bit of a swing in Texas and trying to make that happen. So officially, there are still a couple of people left in it. Gingrich hasn't completely bowed out, and neither has Ron Paul at this point. Any thoughts on the show? You know how you can get a hold of me, americatonight.net.